Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock. We have a crash in Orange County creating some big delays. I'll show you the alternate route you need to take getting from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill.
It is mostly cloudy right now in Southern Pines, but we are seeing some sunshine breaking up in parts of the viewing area. I'll show you who's more likely to see sunshine today.
A person was hurt in an early morning stabbing in Durham. The WRL breaking news tracker was there as police investigated.
And seven candidates facing off once again in the second Republican debate of the 2024 presidential election, and they did not miss their chance to highlight former President Trump's absence.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight.
We'll break down some of the issues debated and take a look at some of the other big issues as the campaign moves forward. We have that and so much more to get you caught up on Thursday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine as we move forward on our Thursday. Yeah. We might get into some sunshine a little bit later.
It's trying to get
through the clouds right there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, a little better look there.
Yeah, as I take a look at some of the cameras, starting to see those clouds break up in some places. The farther east you are, especially along and east of I-95, you're going to end up with cloud cover probably for the bulk of the day today. But starting to see a big hole in the clouds over downtown Raleigh, looking beautiful. 61 is our temperature. We still have our northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. As long as we have this northeasterly wind, we're likely to have some clouds around, especially the closer you get to the coast where we have a low sitting there. Take a look at Futurecast here, and you can see it's pretty cloudy up until around lunchtime. And then it does start to break up a little bit, especially from Raleigh westward. That's where we'd have the better chance of seeing some sunshine. And it may come and go today as we have that low pressure system sitting out there off the coast. Now, Friday is likely to look much nicer. We should end up with a good bit more sunshine for Friday. And so I think folks, after seeing a fairly gray week so far, would be happy to see that. Our temperatures are in the mid-50s in the north, low 60s down south as you're heading out the door, and likely to be in the mid-70s for this afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. It looks dry, minus a little sprinkle or two. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and we are following breaking news in Orange County with a crash on 40 eastbound right around the New Hope Church Road interchange. Leaving Hillsborough, heading down toward Chapel Hill this morning, you're looking at a delay of about 34 minutes, according to the sensors. We'll zoom in there and show you. This is New Hope Church Road here, so that crash is just a mile or two beyond that. By the time you get down to Highway 86 in Chapel Hill, traffic is flowing freely. So this morning you will save some time if you're leaving Hillsborough to use 86, which roughly parallels I-40. Pick up 40 eastbound from there on the north side of Chapel Hill and you should be in pretty good shape. Elsewhere around the triangle, watching some other delays this morning and also some earlier crashes that have cleared that left behind some lingering backups. On the south side of Raleigh, we had a rough morning, rough start to the morning with a vehicle fire on 40 westbound right around the Gorman Street area. That has cleared, but we're getting reports of a minor crash now, not too far from the I-40-440 split there, heading out toward Rock Quarry Road. You can see a little bit of a backup forming in that area. That's probably about a 10 to 15 minute delay overall from 440 out toward the US 1 interchange. Also, an earlier crash reported out at 64 westbound around Lizard Lick Road. Still seeing some lingering delays leaving Highway 96 in Zebulon back out toward Knightdale. Overall, about a 7 minute delay there. You might save a little time using 97 to Lizard Lick Road and then using Lizard Lick to get back to 64 westbound. Other major approaches into Raleigh, seeing some significant delays on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex heading through Cary. It's about a 9 minute backup overall. Not seeing a crash out there, that's just congestion. Also, congestion coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, measuring a 12 minute slowdown between 98 and 540.
Thanks, Brian. A man is hurt right now after he says a person came into his apartment and stabbed him while he was sleeping. Officers responded to Wabash Street and Moore Place shortly before 3 this morning. This is video from our WRL breaking news tracker at that scene. That person who was stabbed was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, is expected to survive. This is an ongoing investigation.
A car chase in Durham ends with a crash into a tree and a power pole. This all happened on Clayton Road just about 1 o'clock this morning. Durham County Sheriff's deputies say a pursuit that started on Cheek Road ended when the driver lost control of his car and crashed it near Glen Rose Drive. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker. Deputies say the man was arrested and taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Duke Energy was called to the scene to replace that pole. We're working to learn who the driver is and why deputies were trying to pull him over.
An arrest has been made for a reported rape in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. Just after 10 last night, university police announced they had arrested a student in connection with this assault. It happened inside a restroom at Ruffin Hall. That's between 1 and 2 yesterday morning when this happened. And police say the person who did this and the victim knew each other, and there was no unlawful entry into that residence hall. We're working to find out the name of the person arrested and what charges that person faces.
It's been 1 month since a shooting on the campus of UNC that left a professor dead. And today, the school's board of trustees will hear from campus leaders and safety officials. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning in Chapel Hill. And Kelsey, this is the board's first meeting since that August 28th shooting. Michelle, good morning. That meeting starts in less than an hour now here on campus at the Carolina Inn. And one of the most important things to note about this meeting is that UNC's chief of police and their director of emergency management and planning are on schedule to speak today. And this comes after two campus lockdowns earlier this semester. Today marks 1 month since the school went under lockdown after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty, and staff in a panic. The second lockdown happened just over 2 weeks later when a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. Earlier this month, the university's chancellor announced that the school was going to release a new online survey so that the campus community can evaluate their response to that deadly shooting. And today's meeting is scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Chapel Hill.
A 13-year-old boy is recovering this morning after being hit by a car while he was crossing the street. This happened at the intersection of Jones Franklin Road and Athens Drive in Raleigh. Police say the boy was with two friends when it happened yesterday afternoon. We're told he is expected to be okay. No word on whether the driver will be charged.
Seven candidates for the GOP presidential nomination are clamoring for the spotlight and taking their chance to attack former President Trump as he remains absent from the debate stage. Trump's challengers took the stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library last night for their second debate. His nearest polling rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was among the candidates who took shots at Trump. The candidates also clashed with each other over how to move forward in Ukraine.
We don't even have control of our own territory. We have got to defend the American people before we even worry about all these other things.
At the end of the day, when you think about the fact that if you want to keep American troops at home, attack on NATO territory would bring us and our troops in.
With just because Putin people. Is not an Putin's an evil dictator does not mean that Ukraine is good.
Excuse me. The candidates also took aim at President Biden's economic policies. A new NBC News poll shows former President Trump is in a dead heat with President Biden.
Durham police are working to track down the person who they say shot and killed someone in broad daylight. Investigators say it happened in the parking lot of Hillside Park. That's on Fayetteville Street. The WREL breaking news tracker was on that scene yesterday afternoon, just before 4 o'clock. A witness tells WREL a large group of people gathered in that parking lot moments before the shots were fired. We're working to learn the name of the person who was killed.
Today, we'll get our first look at one of two 20-story apartment buildings that will soon overlook Dix Park. The $700 million development is called The Weld. It'll be home to local businesses and hundreds of apartments. The two towers will be on the corner of Lake Wheeler and Hamel Drive, across the street from where the new Gibson Play Plaza will be. The big reveal and announcement of a gift to Dix Park will be at 11 o'clock this morning.
Today, House Republicans will hold their first impeachment inquiry hearing into President Biden. That'll take place on Capitol Hill, where the House Oversight Committee is holding today's hearing in an attempt to explain why an inquiry is necessary. Republican leaders claim Biden was involved in and personally profited from his family's foreign business dealings. So far, they've not shown any direct evidence to back up those claims. The hearing will get started at 10 o'clock this morning.
Police in Baltimore say they've arrested the convicted felon who's accused of killing a tech executive earlier this week. Police arrested 32-year-old Jason Billingsley earlier this morning after a days-long manhunt. He's accused of killing 26-year-old Pava LaPere, the CEO of EcoMap Technologies. She was listed in the prestigious Forbes 30 Under 30 this year for social impact. A vigil was held last night to remember LaPere. Her father spoke during the vigil, sharing more about her personality.
She was the definition of daddy's little girl. She had me wrapped and still does. She turned from being daddy's little girl into being a girl boss. And she treated me the same way.
Police did not immediately provide details about the arrest. They do plan to hold a news conference at 11 o'clock this morning. Coming up, new information about the case against Brian Koberger, the man suspected of murdering four University of Idaho students. What information companies like Amazon and PayPal are being asked to hand over.
And JetBlue is making traveling easier for families. Straight ahead, we break down the airline's new family seating policy.
And cloud cover in Fayetteville right now, but we're starting to see the clouds break up in a few places. We'll talk about whether or not you'll see sunshine this afternoon or not coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Those clouds still hanging out over Lake Gaston right there. You can tell there's a little breeze by the ripple in those waves as you watch WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Hoping to kick it out, some of these clouds. Get a little bit of sunshine here on our Friday eve anyway, Elizabeth.
On and off this morning, we've seen some holes in the clouds, especially in some of our southwestern counties. Right now, it is gray in Goldsboro. We have a low pressure system that's sitting offshore. So the closer you are to the coast, say along and east of I-95, the more cloud cover you're going to end up seeing today. We take a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill, though both spots seeing a good bit of cloud cover, Chapel Hill courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. So it's likely to be on and off for us today. We'll call it mostly cloudy. There may be some breaks on and off, again, especially the farther west you are. Tomorrow, we're likely to have more sunshine, especially during the afternoon. We may wake up to some clouds early on, but partly cloudy through the afternoon and then mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Really good looking weekend in our forecast. We take a live look at Fayetteville here, and right now we're seeing a good bit of cloud cover. Here's our low pressure system sitting offshore. It's helping to feed in air coming off the northeast and coming off the Atlantic, and that does pull in some cool air. Tends to bring us a fairly cloudy pattern like we saw yesterday with a little bit of drizzle. We had some drizzle earlier this morning, but that low will continue to move away from us, and you can see some holes in the clouds this morning starting around 9 o'clock. Notice the farther east you are again. Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, probably going to stay in the clouds for the bulk of the day. But from the Triangle area westward, especially down around the Sand Hills or up around Roxboro, there's a better chance that we'll see some sunshine on and off today. The models are just starting to trend that way. And we take a look at Friday afternoon. Looking at a good chance for some sunshine. There's Friday at 5 p.m. That low pressure system moves away from us. Saturday, partly cloudy in the afternoon, and we'll see a good bit of sunshine on Sunday. Looking good. Coming up in just a few minutes, we should get our new drought monitor in that takes into account all the rain that we saw last weekend. And I think at that point, we should see the removal of that whole abnormally dry area. We're really looking good with rain. We've got a nice dry period ahead, but we've had well over 100% of the rain that we normally have in the last 30 days. Football Friday looking great for tomorrow night. Game time temperatures in the low 70s and toward the end of the game, 60s. And Louisville plays at NC State at 7 o'clock too. So same thing, starting in the 70s, ending up in the 60s. By the end of the game, it'll be nice and dry. On Saturday at 7:30, Notre Dame plays at Duke. Big game there. Temperatures for tailgating look great in the mid 70s at around 5 o'clock. At the end of the game, temperatures will be in the 60s. Checking out Tropical Storm Philippe with winds at 50 miles per hour. Interesting scenario that's developed in the last 24 hours. And see, instead of seeing this system moving towards some of the larger islands of the Caribbean, it's going to stay almost put where it is and just fizzle out in place. And this system is looking more and more like that, too. It's not very far from where Philippe is. 90% chance of developing, but the computer model plus just kind of have it wandering around here and eventually fizzling out. We have a nice dry weekend in our forecast with very pleasant temperatures. It's slightly warmer next week in the low 80s, but a good-looking 7 day, Brian.
All right. It is now 8:16, and we have crash on 40 westbound just before you get to the Rock Quarry Road area. There in the distance at the top of the screen, that's where 40 and 440 come together on the southeast side of Raleigh. And you can see they have two left lanes blocked out here. We're seeing a 7 minute delay from 440 out to US 1, but also a little bit of a backup as you come in from the Jones Sausage Road area in Garner up toward that 440 interchange. So allow some extra time as you head through Garner and into Raleigh, South Raleigh on 40 westbound. Good news in Hillsboro, that earlier crash on 40 eastbound around the New Hope Church Road interchange has largely largely cleared. Still seeing some lingering delays. I think that this is overdoing the backups that we're seeing. I don't think it's bad enough now to consider using 86 as an alternate route. I think if you're coming in from Hillsborough toward Chapel Hill, you should be just fine on 40 eastbound. Around the rest of the triangle, a lot of those minor crashes in Raleigh have started to clear, and we're starting to see things easing up a little bit. We do have a crash at Wade Avenue at 440, seeing some pretty heavy delays leaving the Dixie Trail area, heading back out toward Faircloth Street near the Ridgewood Shopping Center and out to the Beltline. Not seeing as much of an inbound delay right now on Wade Avenue. Also want to take a look at your major approaches into Raleigh. Right now, still measuring that 9-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard.
All right, thank you, Brian. Advancements in DNA helped solve a mystery 33 years later. Back in 1990, DNA was a newer science when crews found an unidentified body along I-40 near New Hope Church Road. Investigators created digital pictures of the victim, but it did not help come up with new leads. Years later, Orange County investigators finally identified the murder victim as Lisa Kessler. In 2020, a new investigator took over and sent a hair fragment to a California company that analyzes DNA.
DNA gets old, it gets smaller and shorter and shorter and shorter. And whole genome sequencing is a great way to actually access and observe the DNA molecules that are present.
A genealogist then identified family members based on the DNA, and the team learned of Lisa Kessler, from whom nobody had heard of in three decades. And now the focus shifts to finding her killer.
People all across North Carolina are telling state leaders what they think about gerrymandering. The Republican-led legislature will soon redraw its own districts, as well as 14 seats in the House of Representatives. Yesterday's public hearing was the last one before redistricting begins in October. The legislature has lost several gerrymandering lawsuits in recent years, and nearly everyone who spoke Wednesday urged them to make the maps more fair this time around. After the hearing, a top Republican senator told WREL they will draw maps they believe are legal.
Prosecutors in the case of Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students, are demanding information from several tech companies. Court documents show search warrants were obtained over the summer for accounts at Amazon, Apple, and PayPal. The warrant demanded Amazon hand over any information about Koberger's search for or buying knives and accessories, and information demanded from Amazon included all detailed customer click activity pertaining to knives and accessories. Koberger is still being held without bond.
This is Clean Energy Week, and this morning, Governor Roy Cooper is touring Fayetteville Technical Community College to highlight the workforce training programs there. On that tour, Cooper and state leaders will view a solar panel demonstration, an EV and cybersecurity class. WRL's Liz McGoffin will be there on that tour and will update us during our evening news.
JetBlue wants to make your family trips a lot smoother. It's now offering no-fee family seating. Children 13 years and younger may sit next to an adult traveling with them on the same reservation. Passengers who get JetBlue's Basic Blue are included in the seating policy, and bookings made within 24 hours of the flight may have to be assigned by a crew member. JetBlue's announcement comes months after the Biden administration launched an effort to end junk fees for U.S. flyers.
Breaking in the WRL Live Center, actor Michael Gambon, best known for playing Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies, has died at the age of 82. The Irish native is widely considered one of the greatest British actors. He won four BAFTAs, which are the British version of the Oscars. His career in TV, film, and theater spanned over 50 years, and he played the role of Albus Dumbledore in six of the eight Harry Potter films. Gambon died in the hospital following a bout of pneumonia with his wife and his son by his side.
Ray, thanks for that. Today, the Miracle League will open a new field in Wilson in honor of Cannon Hinnant. Hinnant was 5 years old when police say a man shot him to death as he was riding his bike outside his father's home in Wilson. That new field created to honor him will open at 6 tonight. The Miracle League is an inclusive baseball league for people with disabilities. The field is specially designed to accommodate wheelchairs and other mobility devices. It'll be at the J. Burt Gillette Athletic Complex on Corbett Avenue.
Well, imagine driving in your neighborhood and you see a bobcat. Check out this video. This was in Carrollton, Texas, outside of Dallas. Wow, look at how big that cat is. You can see it walking near someone's front door. Mason Lane captured the shocking and scary moment on camera. He says he warned some neighbors before he left. However, he says he's not sure what happened to the cat once he drove away. Wow. Well, today is the start of Restaurant Week in the town of Morrisville. For the next 10 days, the community will celebrate and promote local restaurants with special deals for both lunch and dinner. More than 20 restaurants are participating in Restaurant Week. Participating restaurants and specialty menus can be viewed at MorrisvilleRestaurantWeek.com. The event runs through October 8th.
Love Restaurant Week. Check for those deals out there. Fall is here, but warm temperatures are sticking around across the country. Coming up in our next half hour, Anthony Baglione will talk to us about where the greatest warming is happening.
And two 20-story apartments plans in the area of Dix Park, where you're looking live. We'll have details on the new construction. That's coming up next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Waking up to cloudy skies once again. We'll be holding on to those through much of the day, but the weekend is looking nice and sunny. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner standing by with a live look over Clinton.
Lots of cloud cover in Clinton this morning. A little breezy, too. We have a low-pressure system sitting offshore, bringing a lot of clouds in, especially in our eastern counties. We might see a few breaks in the clouds. We've seen that a little bit already this morning in our western counties, so it may be a good bit different across the viewing area today. 60 in Tarboro, 57 South Hill, 61 in Goldsboro. So temperatures are cool as you're stepping out the door. It will be milder this afternoon than yesterday, with temperatures in the mid-70s under variably cloudy skies. Brian?
8:27, we are watching the camera out at I-40 at Rock Quarry Road. Just a couple of minutes ago, they had all of those westbound lanes blocked so they could move this truck over to the right shoulder. Good news is that we have all of those westbound lanes open now. Still seeing a 7-minute delay, though, between 440 and US 1, and a little bit of a backup approaching the 440 split coming in from Garner this morning. Taking a look at some other crashes we've been watching, one on 64 westbound right around Lizard Lick Road with some pretty heavy delays leaving Zebulon, heading from 96 out to Lizard Lick Road this morning. Going to run into about a 20-minute backup. Use 97 to Lizard Lick Road as a good alternate to get to 64 westbound.
Thank you, Brian. The first of two 20-story apartment buildings overlooking Dix Park will be revealed today. The $700 million development is called The Weld. It'll be home to local businesses and hundreds of apartments. And an arrest has been made for a reported rape in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. It happened inside a restroom at the Benjamin Ruffin Residence Hall between 1 and 2 yesterday morning. Police say the suspect and victim knew each other. Next on Fox 50, what will be talked about when the UNC's Board of Trustees meets for the first time since the shooting left a professor dead.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Taking a live look at Fayetteville, mix of sun and clouds. We'll see more cloud cover today than sunshine, but I'll show you if you might see more sunshine coming up.
A driver crashed their car trying to get away from deputies. What authorities told us led up to that wreck?
The UNC Board of Trustees will have their first full meeting after two campus lockdowns earlier this semester. Just ahead, how campus leaders are prioritizing school safety.
8:30 is the time. Thanks for making us part of your day on this fine Thursday as we head forward. Looking forward to some sunshine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, you can see the blue skies trying to peek through the clouds. We'll get there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a look over downtown Raleigh. I mean, it's pretty out there. It's not raining.
That's true. We did have a little bit of drizzle early this morning, but it looks like for the most part that is over. Couldn't rule out a little bit of that in our eastern counties later today, but for the most part, it should be nice and dry today. We do have a little different view here of downtown Raleigh across the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences with a little bit more blue sky showing up there. 61 is our temperature. Our wind is still coming out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour, so it's still the kind of setup that we'll be looking at some cloud cover, especially in our eastern counties. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see, especially Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, seeing more cloud cover. For Raleigh westward, we might end up seeing a little bit more sunshine for today. Again, just kind of depends on where you are across the area today. Checking out temperatures, still in the mid-50s in the north, low 60s elsewhere, 61 in Southern Pines and Clinton. Rocky Mount, Durham also sitting at 61. Hour by hour, we'll climb into the mid-70s this afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. It certainly looks like we'll see more sunshine for Friday and the weekend looking pretty. I'll show you the temperatures coming up, Brian.
It's 8:32 right now as we check traffic, and we are watching some big delays coming in from Zebulon back toward Wendell this morning with a report of a crash on 64 westbound just before you get to Lizard Lick Road. If you're trying to leave Zebulon this morning, heading out toward the Knightdale area, trying to get to 64 westbound, consider using 97 to Lizard Lick Road and then join it from there. That'll put you on the other side of those delays. And right now, our sensors are measuring a 23-minute backup just in that one section of 64 westbound. So it's pretty big delay through that area. Looking a lot better right now on the south side of Raleigh. We had an earlier incident with a disabled vehicle. That's been moved over to the right shoulder on 40 westbound, right around Rock Quarry Road. Still measuring a 7-minute delay, but that's pretty typical for this point in the morning commute. Good news on the west side of the triangle. That earlier crash on 40 eastbound, right around New Hope Church Road, leaving Hillsboro, heading into Chapel Hill. That has cleared. Elsewhere in Durham, we're looking all right this morning, with the exception of some of those backups in both directions of 885 between I-40 and 147. In Raleigh, we still have that crash, minor crash reported on Wade Avenue at 440, still seeing some lingering delays in that area.
All right, thank you, Brian. A man is hurt after he says a person entered his apartment and stabbed him while he was sleeping. Officers responded to Wabash Street and Moore Place shortly before 3 this morning. This is video from the breaking news tracker at the scene. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. This is an ongoing investigation.
A car chase in Durham ended with a crash into a tree and power pole. This happened on Clayton Road just at about 1 o'clock this morning. Durham County Sheriff's deputies say a pursuit that started on Cheek Road ended when that driver lost control of the car and crashed it near Glen Rose Drive. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Deputies say the man was arrested and taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Duke Energy was called out to that scene to replace the pole. We are working to learn who the driver is and why deputies were trying to pull him over in the first place.
An arrest has been made for a reported rape in a campus dorm at North Carolina Central University. Just after 10 o'clock last night, university police announced they arrested a student in connection with the assault. It happened inside a restroom at the Benjamin Ruffin Residence Hall between 1 and 2 yesterday morning. Police say the suspect and the victim knew each other, and there was no unlawful entry into that residence hall. We're working to find out the name of the person arrested and what charges they face.
1 month ago today, a shooting on campus at UNC killed a professor. Today, the school's Board of Trustees is holding its first full meeting since that tragedy. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us to explain what the board will hear from some key campus leaders today.
That meeting starts here on campus at the Carolina Inn in less than an hour now. And one of the most important things to note about this meeting is that UNC's chief of police and their director of emergency management and planning are on schedule to speak today. This comes after the campus has been under lockdown twice this semester. Today marks 1 month since the school went under lockdown after a campus shooting that left one faculty member dead and thousands of students, faculty, and staff in a panic. The second lockdown happened just over 2 weeks later when a man waved a gun at a campus bagel shop. Earlier this month, the university's chancellor announced that the school was going to launch a new online survey so that the campus community could weigh in on how they responded to that deadly shooting. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Chapel Hill.
Seven candidates for the GOP presidential nomination are clamoring for the spotlight and taking their chance to attack former President Donald Trump as he remains absent from the debate stage. Trump's challengers were on stage at Ronald Reagan Presidential Library last night in California for their second debate. His nearest polling rival is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and he was among the candidates who took a swing at Trump.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt.
You're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record.
The candidates also clashed over where to spend taxpayer dollars, from supporting Ukraine against Russia to securing the southern border. A new NBC News poll shows former President Trump is in a dead heat with President Biden. Coming up in 10 minutes, what Trump told auto workers in Michigan, where he spoke last night instead of going to that debate.
Durham police are working to track down the suspect who say they shot and killed somebody in broad daylight. Investigators say it happened in the parking lot of Hillside Park. That's on Fayetteville Street. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene yesterday just before 4 o'clock. A witness tells us a large group of people was in the parking lot moments before shots were fired. We're working to learn the name of the person who was killed.
We have a live look for you at Dix Park right now, overlooking Raleigh. Today, we will get our first look at one of two 20-story apartment buildings that will soon overlook the park. $700 million development is called The Weld. It will be home to local businesses and hundreds of apartments. The two towers will be on the corner of Lake Wheeler Road and Hamill Drive, across the street from where the new Gibson Play Plaza will be. The big reveal and announcement of a gift to Dix Park will be at 11 o'clock this morning.
Hillsborough police arrested a 17-year-old for a deadly shooting that happened earlier this month. Police took the teen into custody yesterday in Durham. The shooting killed a 20-year-old Durham man and also hospitalized an 18-year-old Hillsborough woman. The teen faces numerous charges, including first-degree murder and robbery with a dangerous weapon. An identity has not been released at this time.
The 82nd Airborne Division Chorus had one more chance to take the stage last night during the live finale of America's Got Talent.
Bo diddly, bo diddly, have you heard?
Bo diddly, bo diddly, have you heard?
We're gonna jump from a big iron bird.
Adrian Stoica!
Yeah, they opened the show last night with that encore as we learned the results of the American vote out there. In the end, the 82nd Airborne came up short, not chosen for the $1 million prize. That honor went to a dog trainer, Adrian Stoica, and his dog Hurricane. No matter the result, you know, we are proud of our men and women in uniform from Fort Liberty and all their accomplishments and what they do daily for us.
Oh, absolutely. They were phenomenal. Well, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are still split on a spending plan, meaning the government shutdown appears to be around the corner. Right now, they're in crisis mode, trying to prevent a shutdown. However, there has not been much movement toward reaching a deal. Separate short-term spending bills are working their way through the House and the Senate. Each version is expected to fail in the opposite chamber, where the opposite party has power. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the only way to avoid a shutdown is bipartisanship. If no deal is reached, the government will shut down this Saturday night. And in just a few days, millions of Americans are going to have to start repaying their student loan debt, and many borrowers are dealing with payment shock.
The numbers are so unreal and astronomical that I can't even fathom making a payment.
Coming up, we'll hear from people who say borrowing too much is their biggest regret.
And we'll give you this live look. Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Going to be cloudy for a little while today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when some of that sunshine will crack through and warmer weather will move into the area.
Welcome back. 8:43 on your Thursday morning. This is a live look over cloudy Wilson. Check out those whirligigs. Look how fast they're spinning. It's pretty windy there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by to tell us what we can expect for today. We see the cloud cover today, but, you know, pack the patience because it's going to clear out.
Yeah, so today's going to be an interesting day. Some folks are going to end up seeing a little bit of sunshine. Others may stay under the clouds all day long. But finally, by tomorrow, the low that's helping to provide all this cloud cover will move on out. And you can see some cloud cover, a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through there in Fayetteville right now. We take a live look at the airport. Same story here. A good bit of cloud cover, but the sun's trying to peek through those clouds. The farther east you are today, say Goldsboro, Rocky Mount Wilson, you're probably going to end up with more cloud cover there than you would in our western counties, just because of the position of that low, which I'll show you in just a second. 61 right now. Temperatures climb to 71 by 1 o'clock, and we'll be in the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. There's our low-pressure system. Yesterday, it was sitting almost right here directly off the coast, so it's gradually slipping southward, so it's losing its grip on us. That northeasterly wind, in the position that that low was in yesterday, was really feeding in a lot of cool air and some moisture and a lot of cloud cover. So we're starting to see that break down a little bit today and even more tomorrow. A little bit gusty there in Goldsboro. We're seeing gusts up to 17, not recording a gust anywhere else, but our winds are out of the northeast anywhere from 7 to 8 to 10 miles per hour. So it does feel a little bit breezy, and we'll see that on and off through the afternoon. Probably going to see gusts at about 10 to 15, maybe in a few spots up to 20, but a little breezy like it was yesterday. 74, the high in Raleigh, 72 in Durham, and 77 in Fayetteville. We take a look at Futurecast, and definitely we're going to see some holes in the clouds. You can see a good bit of cloud cover, but a few breaks in the clouds on and off as we get through the afternoon showing up here on Futurecast. So again, the farther west you go, the more sun you'll see. The farther east you are, the more cloud cover we'll see for the remainder of the day today. Our normal high is 79, so we're a little below that again today, but they're then very close to normal Friday through the early part of next week. That's great news for the Bluegrass Festival. Weather should be pretty, even though it may start with some cloud cover tomorrow morning. In the afternoon, we'll see 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 79. Football Friday also looks great. Game time temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s and then dropping into the 60s. 7 day forecast looking very nice. Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s. Overnight lows still in the 60s and 50s. So a really beautiful fall 7 day forecast. The warmest day, 82 on Tuesday with sunshine. Just feeling lovely.
Does look great. Elizabeth, thank you. A lot of student loan borrowers say they're facing payment shock. They will owe payments on their next loans next month for the first time in more than 3 years. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says one in five people with student loans likely will struggle as payments resume. And according to a survey by Bankrate, nearly a quarter of Americans with student loan debt say borrowing too much is their biggest financial regret.
The numbers are so unreal and astronomical that I can't even fathom making a payment.
If I had that ability to talk to my younger self, I would have never, ever gone for that law degree. These student loans have been a noose around my neck for 20 years.
Here's part of the reason why they can't fathom making a payment. According to federal education data, the average student loan borrower owes more than $37,000, and the average payment is about $300 a month.
There will be a virtual listening session this afternoon to learn more about proposed changes to Wake County's noise ordinance. The current noise ordinance has been around without many changes since the 1980s. City staff believe now is the time to update the legislation, including what sounds are exempt, how the ordinance is enforced, and what proper punishments should be. The meeting begins at 12:30 p.m. You can join by visiting wake.gov/noise.
Former President Trump says he is taking the side of union workers in their strike against the big three automakers. Trump toured a non-union auto parts supplier near Detroit yesterday. Speaking afterward, he said the Biden administration's push for more electric vehicles will result in fewer jobs for auto workers.
You can be loyal to American labor, or you can be loyal to the environmental lunatics, but you can't really be loyal to both. It's one or the other.
Trump also slammed President Biden's visit to join the picket line earlier this week, calling it a photo opportunity. In 2020, the UAW backed Biden, but it hasn't made an endorsement yet for 2024.
One person is dead and two others are hurt after a school bus was involved in a fiery crash in New York State. This video shows the moments heavy flames and thick black smoke spewed from the front end of the bus after that bus collided with a car. 22 students and three adults were on that bus. One student and one adult were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. The driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers say it's unclear if they died from the crash or if they had a medical episode. Next week, a judge will decide if the man accused of shooting and killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store in 2021 is competent to stand trial. A judge initially ruled that Ahmaud Alyssa was incompetent to stand trial in December of 2021. During testimony on Wednesday, psychologists said that he suffers from schizophrenia, but his mental state has been improving. Prosecutors say based on recent evaluations, Alyssa is fit to stand trial. But Alyssa's defense attorney argues that her client cannot fully understand court proceedings and should not be ruled competent.
Changes for the diabetes drug Ozempic. It has grown in popularity for helping people lose weight. The FDA updated the label for the medication to acknowledge reports of blocked intestines for some people. Ozempic's and sister weight loss drug Wegovy mimic a hormone the body naturally makes to slow the passage of food through the stomach, which helps people feel fuller longer. Wegovy's label already included reports of intestinal blockage in some people who use them. It is fall, and it doesn't mean temperatures are cooling down a lot, though. Anthony Baglione joins us now to talk about how fall is becoming warmer all across the nation. Anthony, which states are seeing the highest temperatures as well?
Jeff, yeah, we've seen this kind of a consistent warming here across the country. The biggest spots we've been focused on back toward Colorado, the desert southwest is where we've seen consistent warming. When we talk about here the months of September, October, and November, those are the months we as meteorologists consider meteorological fall, if you will. It starts a little bit earlier than the actual fall season. It helps us to be able to kind of group these climatological normals and kind of have a better outlook of where we're headed here with our pattern. We take it a little bit closer to home here across Raleigh-Durham. There are definitely some oscillations here back to about 1970, but on the whole, we see that trend line for our average temperature increasing by about 2.5 degrees. Doesn't sound like a lot necessarily, and I'll show you the real world impacts of what that means here in a second. Days above normal, they've also gone up 11 on the whole. Again, we still see those kind of fluctuations there. That's just due to the natural cycles here that we see in the earth. But what do those numbers mean here, real world, and what we could potentially see? If you think about it, our air conditioning running a little bit longer, increased energy costs. If that heat continues longer into the fall season, more wildfire problems, especially out in California and where they deal with those. Florida has even seen some this season, a longer allergy season as well, and it can also prolong that risk, Michelle, of heat-related illness. So certainly some very important factors.
Absolutely. Alrighty, thank you, Anthony. Well, it's almost October, and what better way to start the month than with one of the most famous scary movies ever? David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
I believe we should begin.
An extended director's cut of The Exorcist is headed to theaters to mark the horror classic's 50th anniversary. The screenings on Sunday, October 1st and Wednesday, October 4th are set to include a tribute to director William Friedkin, who died in August. Head to fathomevents.com for locations and other info. Late Night Talk is coming back. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver all say they're returning with new shows now that the writer's strike is over. Oliver returns Sunday night, while the rest will have new episodes beginning Monday. Late night shows were the first to go dark when the Writers Guild strike began on May 2nd. The strike ended early Wednesday after 148 days, following a unanimous vote from Guild leadership.
Last night, I made a wish on a star. And the star answered.
Here's your latest look at Wish, about a kingdom where only certain wishes are supposed to come true. Ariana DeBose, Chris Pine, and Alan Tudyk lead the voice cast of the animated musical comedy, due in theaters November 22nd. Wishing on a Hollywood star, I'm David Daniel.
Finding affordable child care programs is about to get more difficult for a lot of families. The Child Care Stabilization Grant Program will close at the end of the month. An organization called the Century Foundation estimates more than 70,000 child care programs may also close. More than 3 million children could lose access to daycare. The program was part of the American Rescue Plan Act that passed in 2021.
The Over the Edge fundraiser for Special Olympics North Carolina is tomorrow, and WREL's Ashley Rowe is taking part this year. She'll rappel 30 stories down the side of the Wells Fargo building on Fayetteville Street. Some of our other WREL colleagues have done it in the past, including Casey Hintz and Elizabeth Gardner. Man, they are brave to do that.
We're going to send you next year.
Yeah.
This year's IBMA World of Bluegrass Festival will be the second to last event held in Raleigh. The International Bluegrass Music Association announced the longtime festival will have one last run next year in Raleigh. In 2025, organizers say they plan to create a new festival with a broader range of roots music. IBMA says it will announce its new host city by the end of the year.
A drought in Texas is causing water levels to drop, leading to a discovery at Canyon Lake. Check this out. You can now see a cave that was once underwater. This is the lowest the lake has ever been since it was created in 1964. A worker at the lake's marina took these photos. He says it's sad the water levels are low, but it's interesting. We'll be right back.